California fires. As flames sweep across valleys and smoke billows and plumes, the sky blooms golden, like the pigment Caravaggio used in 1591 when painting the sacrifice of Isaac. The old father's hand pressing Isaac's neck into the ground, the gunmetal gray knife less yellow near the boy's slender, contorted shoulder. An angel gripping Abraham's wrist to stop him, to let him know that God is pleased, that the boy does not have to be butchered. The ram, looking up, seems to say, "Take me instead." The fire's burning all around, but out of frame. The haze that highlights the old man's wrinkled forehead and Isaac's open mouth is everywhere. The flames disappearing whole orchards, houses, twisting iron. What is it about the human mind that resists signs of self-destruction? We hold out hope that, like Abraham, someone else will save us from ourselves. The trees on the hill, one cypress, one pine, are dying of thirst. I have avoided having dogs up to this point because I was afraid of caring for something that couldn't talk back, couldn't say, "You understand nothing."